"You asked for water," said Lurvy meekly. "I didn't ask for a shower bath," said Mr. Zuckerman. The crowd roared with laughter. Finally, Mr. Zuckerman had to laugh, too. And, of course, Avery was tickled to find himself so wet, and he immediately started to act like a clown. He pretended he was taking a shower bath. He made faces and danced around and rubbed imaginary soap under his armpits. Then he dried himself with an imaginary towel. "Avery, stop it," cried his mother. "Stop showing off." But the crowd loved it. Avery heard nothing but the applause. He liked being a clown in a ring with everybody watching in front of a grandstand. When he discovered there was still a little water left in the bottom of the pail, he raised the pail high in the air and dumped the water on himself and made faces. The children in the grandstand screamed with appreciation. At last, things calmed down. Wilbur was loaded into the truck. Avery was led from the ring by his mother and placed on the seat of the truck to dry off. The truck, driven by Mr. Arable, crawled slowly back to the pig pen. Avery's wet trousers made a big wet spot on the seat.